the What's Going to Happen hotline. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, this is Mike. I'm a truck driver on out here in Tennessee on Interstate 40.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Doing good. I've been having a reoccurring vision about what might be happening. Because I still feel the terrorists are here. They've been coming in legally, illegally. And the vision I've been seeing is them taking out the power plants all across the nation with dirty bombs. Whereas the fact that we wouldn't be able to go in and rebuild, and with this nation without power the way things are now, everything's computerized. If the power goes down at a convenience store, half the clerks couldn't even figure out how to run up a loaf of bread for you.
I agree. I think if there's going to be any kind of problem this time, it's going to be infrastructure and economics. You're absolutely right. They'll look for targets like that. Not that they wouldn't be opposed to mass killing, but I think what they'd like to do is affect the economy first.
Well, that's my doing. By using the dirty bombs, it would not only kill and leave a radioactive area where we couldn't go back in, and just right away sit there and get the power grids back up.
Yep.
And that could put us back into the 1800s log cabin style, like the earlier caller was talking about.
Push us right back to the Dark Ages. Almost overnight.
Oh yeah. And one thing, when the Twin Towers happened, I was up sitting in the truck, and I basically got to listen to most of it. I put a videotape and taped it after the first plane had hit, because they were supposed to replay it. And I basically got the whole thing on videotape, and I was replayed it not too long ago and watched it, and something hit. One of the announcers had announced that that we had shot a plane down in Pennsylvania, and then I never heard any more about that.
Well,
I wanted to send a copy of the tape, but I ended up losing it in the house.
Oh, no, you're kidding me. That would have been great, because I've always suspected that's what happened.
It's the only thing I can see for there being two distinct crash sites 8 miles apart.
Hey, let me ask you, do you still use your CB?
Not as much as normally.
I mean, what do the truckers use to communicate with each other like they used to?
We still use it most of the time, but most of the time I have it turned down and I talk with other drivers that I'm friends with on the cell phone.
I'm curious if most truck drivers are listening to Coast at the same time.
I think a lot of us are. I sit there, the downside of my night is whenever I lose the signal and can't catch you back on.
Are you near other trucks right now?
I'm going down the road. There's dozens of them out there right now.
So if I told them if they're listening to Coast to honk their horns, would you be able to hear that?
Probably.
You would? Okay, every truck driver in America at this moment, wherever you may be, just honk your horn for just 10 seconds. Ready, go. Did you hear anything else?
I heard about four of them out there.
Did you really?
Yeah.
How cool is that?